Oh, yeah.
Early time of the year for Mardi Gras, isn't it? Usually a little later, huh? Closer to crawfish season, seems like.
Yeah, it's a little later than normal, but because Easter's on April 21st, so that's really late, too.
We've got a few calls lined up, so we're going to do a lightning round here real quick, wrapping up this Saturday's broadcast, starting with Clark. Welcome to the program.
Here.
How may we help you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I've got a masonry wall to bring the foundation wall up to grade with a patio cement 6-inch slab on top of that. I would imagine when the wall was built out of block that they didn't treat the interior side of the block. I've got moisture issues, which started out with a normal little whitish and stuff. It's gone way past that. Through the paint, through the finish coat, and probably into the brown coat. I'd like to repair this, but I've talked to 3 quote-unquote masonry experts. They've all given me different advice.
Well,
gentlemen, have any suggestions?
Well, Clark, you know, one of the things we're doing at Rosie Wright Remodeling is we're asking people to send us pictures. And
all right,
my question would be, is this slump block, or is it a concrete masonry unit, or is it a clay product like a brick? Depending on what it is, we'll treat it differently. If it's a concrete masonry unit, which is what most stem wall and retaining walls are made of, you could simply go in there and carefully power wash all the loose efflorescence and spalling cement off. And then you'll coat it with an epoxy waterproof foundation coating called Thorough Seal. And then that seals the block and the masonry up. And then you paint it to match the rest. And that will last forever. Thorough Seal is a sacked product, powder. I think it comes in 60-pound bags. And you mix it just like you would mortar or cement. And you could either trowel apply it, or you can mortar brush apply it. The trowel usually gives it a much more even, smooth finish. But if you're in a slump block, then the mortar brush actually blends in a little bit better. And let that dry. And you have to dig down. You know, move the dirt away from the wall a good 8 to 12 inches. And take that Thorough Seal all the way down and paint it, and you'll be set. Now, if it's a brick or mason or a clay product, then we do something completely different. So send me pictures at Rosie Wright Remodeling, and I'll encourage any of y'all that want a little opinion or an estimate. Last week I mentioned that our remodeling company has a little hole in our schedule because the new imposed tariffs are putting shortages on some materials. And at Rosie Wright Remodeling, we don't start a job until we have all the materials so that we can start and get done and not leave you torn up. Well, some of our products that we've ordered, we've just been told, well, instead of a 2-week delivery, they're going to be a 6-week delivery. They're going to be an 8-week delivery. So if you have a little project you want done around your house, particularly in the Northeast Valley of Phoenix metro area, send us pictures, and my general manager, Stan, and I will take a look at the pictures, and we'll shoot you an estimate right over the phone. And we don't even have to come out and take a look at it. So that's one option. Now listen, Jennifer and Jeff, we're not going to have time to take y'all, but you've called in, and if you make it into the show, we don't leave you hanging. We're going to need to sign off here, and we'll take both your calls off air. So you got a project you want done? Let us hear from you at Rosie Wright Remodeling. Whether it's a handyman job or a full-blown casita, kitchen or bath remodel, if it's not in the area we service, we've got Rosie certified partners that we can get you set up with.
You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Click on the certified partner tab, put in your zip code or city. Zip code is actually better because if you put in city, it goes by where the city
center.
Center is. So, you know, somebody in the Deer Valley area, if you type in Phoenix, you know, it's going to base your location off of, you know, Washington and 19th Avenue. So zip code's a lot more accurate for real geolocation of our certified partners, whether it's an individual tradesman or a general contractor. So we've got wrapped up for this Saturday, but you can also ask questions during the week at rosieonthehouse.com. As Rosie mentioned, those of you on hold, stay on hold. We'll take your calls off the air. Moving into next Saturday, it's a whole month on Universal Design. We've got some guests lined up all over the state to talk about different elements of sustainability as well as pet design. We didn't even get into pets today, so we've got another broadcast lined up for designing our living spaces around pets. It's Rosie on the House here with you every Saturday morning. Be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.